Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good Monday morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And hope you all had a beautiful and blessed Valentine's Day weekend. Yes, I'm a junkie for stuff like that, but I'm hoping that you were able to celebrate with the one you love and the ones you love, because it's not necessarily just a romantic holiday, but it's about showing some love to, you know, everybody. So anyway, so I wasn't able to be on Friday. And I had a guest that I wanted to bring on Friday and wasn't able to do it, but that's okay because we got him on today. And the reason I wanted to bring him on Friday was because of the weekend and for people that were looking for things to do on the weekend. But this is still very timely, I think, because as we change our activities and we're trying to figure out how to get out more and how to do it safely, I was thinking this particular tidbit that I came across was really interesting, and it's about the Orlando scavenger hunt, if you haven't heard about it. I know, I like the, you know, crazy and kooky and fun stuff. But anyway, I'm here today with Mr. Michael Harding of Let's Roam, who is going to talk to us about the Orlando scavenger hunt and Let's Roam. So good morning. How are you? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, wow. So I guess he's not with us just yet. So hopefully you'll be with us shortly. But anyway, we are going to have also Chef Z with us today. So, you know, because it is the third Monday, we did not forget about her, and she's just going to be on at noon instead of at 11:30. So anyway, so like I said, I came across this thing. It's about a scavenger hunt. Oh, Michael, are you there? Okay. I heard some weird noise in the background, some beeping. So, anyway.
Hi, hello? Can you hear me now?
Hey, now I can hear you. Yes. Michael, good morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm very,
Thank
very
you.
Excited.
I appreciate you joining us. So, as I was telling my listeners, originally I wanted you on Friday because I was looking for, like, interesting things that people could do for Valentine's Day weekend, but I'm thinking in this time, you know, people looking to get out and to do it safely, I came across your scavenger hunt tour and thought I would like to share it, and wanted you to talk to us about the scavenger hunt tour and Let's Roam. So can you tell us a little bit about how this works?
Absolutely, Gretchen. So Let's Roam is all about helping people explore and connect, and in these last few months, last year, we've really been trying our best to help people explore safely all around the world. So my brother and I, so Charlie and I, both are from Orlando, Florida, born and raised. So love Orlando, love everything about it. And we actually started the company in Orlando, and we are now in 400 cities around the world. So And how our scavenger hunts work is basically you download our app and you go through curated content and you do challenges all around. So it's about 2 hours long, and the Lake Eola scavenger hunt's one of my favorites. I've done that a few times with my friends, but it goes through a lot of cool spots like the Astrogenesis 2 artwork, Sperry Fountain, the Rogers Building, and it really tries to get you out And it's like I've been to Lake Eola hundreds of times, and it's really cool because we try to help you find things that you might notice, things that are just right off the beaten path, and just help you interact, help you see that, and help you learn more about history and the world around you.
For those of you that don't know Lake Eola is in downtown Orlando, and it's, you know, because people think of the theme parks when they come here, and it's not just about that. I mean, the central part of Orlando, Lake Eola, is the main landmark for Orlando for years, for those who grew up here and know. And the reason I was curious about the scavenger hunt tour was that I find myself every now and then saying, let me just drive to downtown Orlando, or let me just drive over here. Because you can live in a place for so long, but in a place like our city, things are changing so much that if you don't make yourself get out and go and explore, you won't even know your city when you see it on the television. You know?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I was pleased to see this, and I'm glad you all are having the success you are. So tell us, okay, I say I'm new, so how do I sign up, and what do I expect, and how many people can I bring with me, and how do we do this tour, and how long does it take?
Absolutely. So that's definitely a great point that you made about Orlando changing a lot. Founded in 1885, Orlando has just changed so much. And Winter Park is even older, founded in, I believe, 1860s. And what's really crazy is just how much change has happened in the city. And we just try to help you find that. So in order to play our scavenger hunt, it's really easy. You just need to download our app on the App Store. It's the Let's Roam Scavenger Hunt app. So we have over, I believe, 5,000 reviews now and a 4.8-star rating. So you just download it. You get a ticket for each person, and you can play up to I believe the max group size is 16 currently. And that's just a great way to go out. And we don't ask you to go into any of the buildings, and it will lead you around, and you'll compete against other teams that have gone previously. So it's a great socially distant activity. So, and all you have to do is just go to the App Store, either iOS or Android, and download it. We also have another great option called Virtual Game Night. Have you heard about that product line of ours, Gretchen?
No, I haven't.
So it's something that we built out specifically just to help people explore and connect, maybe if they don't want to go outside as much, especially in the age of COVID. Like both of my parents live in Orlando, and until they got vaccinated, I was like, don't go outside at all. But it's been really nice because it's basically a video call platform where you have games like Guess Where, where we give you a map and we show you a location on our scavenger hunt, and you have to guess where it is based on pictures. We also have other things such as Emoji Decoder, where you kind of like you have to figure out what emojis mean. So we built out a lot of whimsical, fun games where you can play it with up to 32 of your friends and kind of connect and have fun and interact together. So that's called a Virtual Game Night, and you can find it on letsroam.com. And that's just is another way where you can explore the world with your friends at home.
So I really like this idea because, you know, and like you said, for older people that you don't want to see them be exposed, or anybody that, you know, has a compromised immune system or just doesn't feel comfortable right now being exposed, this is still a great way to say, you know, I remember that about my city, or I didn't know that about my city, you know, or whatever place that you want. Because right now this is a good way to, maybe if you did it virtually, it might be a good way to learn about other places from the comfort of your own home.
Absolutely. And it's like, what's fun about our games is they're very educational but fun at the same time. My mom's a doctor, and she's always been teaching me to go out of my way to learn as much as possible. So that's kind of why Charlie and I founded this business. We're not doctors. I'm not that smart. But it's kind of just a fun way to just learn but also just interact.
So you sound like you had to do, though, a lot of research yourself in order to be able to tell people about these different places. So how long did it take you and your brother to develop the scavenger hunt and the virtual game?
It's constant development. So that's where both of us fall in. We're developers, but I actually wrote the first scavenger hunt in St. Louis, where I went to college. And so that was kind of a fun one because we now have a really good playbook on how to write these things and a team of writers. But I wrote that in the middle of the summer when it was about 110 degrees. And it was definitely, I did it with my brother and a few of my friends, and it was kind of fun because towards the end, it's like you could tell that I was writing it outside, didn't have access to water. Like some of the challenges really got out there. But so I wrote the first 15 or 20 scavenger hunts, but now we have a team. So our hunt writing process is we have a team of about 4 or 5 writers and quite a few other people. And we work with locals. We work with historians to really historical societies and other people to really find what is hard to find in the city. And then you can also submit new questions very easily through our app. And that's one of the big things that we pride ourselves in, is that constant feedback. We get thousands and thousands of submissions every week on just things that we should add to our scavenger hunts, which really makes my job very easy and the job of our writers very easy. So it's the amazing community that we've built that has really helped us grow so quickly.
That is very key, and that's very crucial to have that kind of feedback, you know, especially because, like I said, you know, you think you know everything about a place, and then it turns out it's like, I didn't know that. I am just really excited to do my first one because I think I'm going to need more than one. But anyway, so when we're talking, what kind of costs are involved in this?
So for the outdoor scavenger hunts, you can play for, I believe, about $11 a person currently right now with our Valentine's Day special is still going on in the app for the next 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
And so we try to price ourselves around that of a movie ticket. So it's just a really fun 2-hour activity that you can do. And we have world-class support and other things. And what's really cool about this activity versus other activities is just the amount of photos that you take throughout. So it's kind of like you're killing 2 birds with 1 stone. It's like you're doing something fun, and you're also creating those lasting memories just inherently as you go.
So now, is there just one scavenger hunt, or are they themed based on, you know, different, you know, facts about Orlando or facts about whatever the city is?
Yeah, so we have quite a few options. So we have in Orlando, we have at Lake Eola one in Winter Park and one on iDrive. And then we're also launching a new one at Downtown Disney in a few weeks. So there's those options. And we, in every major city in the world, we have at least 3 or 4 scavenger hunts that you can do. And so each one's always around a cool little nook and cranny of the city. Like in Atlanta, New Five Points, is those two areas are pretty cool. So a lot of our main users love to do it when they're traveling. I have done the Reykjavik scavenger hunt, which 2 years ago, and that was just an absolute blast. So in any city, the Winter Park scavenger hunt is our top-rated scavenger hunt in the world. And I think that just is because Winter Park has such a cool history that goes so far back that you really miss. People have been vacationing in Winter Park since the middle of the 1800s. So lots of very diverse, interesting history with a lot of the coolest people in the history of the United States. A lot of the freest thinkers came down to write or were in the area. So we also have indoor scavenger hunts too, and those are themed also. So those are themed for birthdays, whatever. And those are more generic, but they're kind of written in a fun way where it's kind of, so they can be designed for kids, they can be designed for couples, you can pick on the theme. And those are pretty cool because those are actually judged by AI as you're going. So it's like you might get a riddle, and the and I'm not a good riddle writer, so the answer for the riddle might be take a picture of a certain food item where you're trying to figure out what the food item is. And then when you take the photo, it just instantly gets created. So those are about an hour long, and it's just really designed to either be more romantic or educational, or just something to kill some time.
So, well, we're going to talk more about this when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. We are here with Michael Harding talking about Let's Roam, the Orlando Scavenger Hunt Tour, and more. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good afternoon. Well, no, we're not afternoon yet. Working toward that way, though. But welcome back to G's Power Hour. I never had so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are here with Mr. Michael Harding of Let's Roam, and the Orlando Scavenger Hunt Tour. And so I want to ask you, oh, by the way, if you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. I wanted to ask you, do you ever do any type of customizations for scavenger hunts for people or businesses?
Oh, absolutely. We do very, very – we have a whole team dedicated to doing custom scavenger hunts. I think the key – so we can customize the scavenger hunt to start and end at your business. We can customize the scavenger hunt to go – and we did a scavenger hunt for – Google last year, one for Amazon. We did an event for Zoom, which was actually pretty fun, just a few days ago. So, but we also do events for small companies too. So, no matter the size, what's really popular right now is our virtual game nights. Happy hours over Zoom can be very, very boring, just because. I don't know. It's like if the only thing that you're doing is having a few sips of wine with your coworkers over Zoom, you run out of things to talk about. It can get awkward. So what's really nice with our virtual game nights is we support having groups of anywhere from 10 to 15 people all the way up to 300 or 400 people going in multiple rooms just competing against each other. So we just allow for this customization that's really awesome, and breaking up into teams and being competitive with your coworkers. You can do that inside with our virtual game nights or outside with our scavenger hunt products. We also have and you can find out more about that just on letsroam.com under custom events. We also, for birthday parties, which is very, very popular right now, we do have just very low-cost options for around $50 or $60, where you can host a birthday party for up to 32 of your friends with a live host potential add-ons. So just someone to help facilitate and have fun, tell some jokes, et cetera. So, and we really try to make it really fun to put on these events. So something that we actually wrote, I personally built out with the help of my writers, is we have a tool where you can make birthday trivia about yourself in about 5 minutes. And it just creates a prompt, and then you just fill out the answer about yourself in it. And you can have their settings that you can do for this custom trivia generator. And we also have it for companies too, where you can go for more funny, or you can go more just factual about yourself and to see how well your friends or coworkers know. Yeah.
So how did you manage to expand beyond just the Central Florida area?
So I think the big thing that helped our expansion is just people like our products. There's a few scavenger hunt companies out there, but our focus on technology and just that community and helping people explore and connect has really helped us have just amazing reviews. And that has really helped everything that we do. Ads, it's people in the past were kind of skeptical to try out a scavenger hunt, but they just go to our Facebook page, they go to our App Store reviews, and they just see how much fun people have. And we have a lot of fun stories that you can find on our website about and our blog about proposals that people have done that we customize those for free. So if you ever want to get engaged on one of our scavenger hunts, just reach out to us at support@letsroam.com, and we'll help customize a scavenger hunt for you and your future self, or forever self.
I just really think that was ingenious the way that you managed to have this available in both a live form and a virtual form. For people to get to know, like I said, well, you know, for it's fun, but then, like I said, I think you're doing some learning too, which I think is key. I think that's part of the challenge, is to not make something kind of a one and done thing, but it's kind of a stimulation thing where you're learning, and it's knowledge that you kind of take with you in addition to the experience that you're having at the time. So, what has been the biggest challenge, though, since COVID?
I think it's definitely been very challenging being in the travel space, especially those first 3 months were a very, very challenging time for our company, just
mm-hmm.
because the amount of people doing our outdoor activities went down to probably close to zero for a few months. So that's very, very challenging to deal with. And that's why we built out those virtual products. And we also rewrote all of our scavenger hunts so they don't take you inside. And then we really pivoted in a lot of ways. But we wouldn't have been able to do that without our extraordinary team. Those 3 months were a lot of sleepless nights just getting everything done. It's like building out a custom video call platform, building out tens of thousands of questions of content required a ton of people working very, very hard and being very, very dedicated. But it definitely wasn't very, very easy being in the travel and tourism space, but we are now coming out of it much, much stronger than before and a bigger company than before. So it's definitely been a wild ride.
I can imagine. So, okay, give me the information. How do people get in contact with you, with Let's Roam, and, you know, set up a hunt or a game for themselves?
I think the easiest thing that you can do is just going to letsroam.com. And if you can't remember that, you can also go to scavengerhunt.com, which is our another one of our properties/websites. So if you go to letsroam.com, it's very easy. You can text yourself a link to download the app. You can get in contact with one of our great people who can help you put on an event for your next company team builder, your next birthday party, etc. Our website's just designed to be very easy to figure out how to do both our virtual products, in-home products, or outdoor scavenger hunt products.
Okay. Anything else that I missed that you want everybody to know?
No, I think that's pretty much all. You were very thorough with your questions. It was a blast.
Oh, well, thank you. Like I said, I'm looking forward to getting an opportunity to participate in one of your scavenger hunts or one of your virtual games. I really think this is a great idea, especially now with people just trying to figure it out, you know, to navigate how to connect with each other. And like you were saying, you know, a virtual happy hour can get old very quickly, but it's something a little bit more interactive and that a little bit more challenging, I think, is really, really great. And I have to commend you and your brother for being so creative and making this happen. So thank you very, very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's truly
Take
been
care.
A pleasure.
Thanks. Bye. Have a blessed day now. So that was Michael Harding. He's one of the co-founders of Let's Roam, and which includes the Orlando Scavenger Tour. And like I said, you know, I'm a little kooky. I like different stuff. I actually want to go back parasailing again at some point. But in the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Chef Z today. We have not forgotten about her. She's going to join us when we come back. This is G's Power Hour. If you have any questions or any comments or any suggestions that you want us to look into for one of our future shows, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. Or you can go to the G's Power Hour Facebook page. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arlington. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Hey, welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today, and we want to again thank Michael Harding of Let's Roam to come on with us, talk about the Orlando Scavenger Hunt. It was just something that I wanted you all to know about that really appealed to me, and then also the fact that they have a virtual game for those that aren't yet ready to get outside and explore. But kind of reintroduces you, if you're a resident of Orlando, to the city in a different way, you know, and then, you know, introduces it to new people as well. So we have Chef Z with us today. Good morning, Chef Z. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good. Always great to have you back. So what are we cooking today? What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, I just wanted to go over, like, for Mardi Gras because, you know, Fat Tuesday is tomorrow.
Yes, I've gotten my Fat Tuesday on today. I'm having ice cream and cake for lunch.
Oh, wow. I need to catch up because that is just like, that could happen to me at any time.
This is like leftover Valentine's Day pre-Mardi Gras, you know, ice cream and cake. So, you know.
Okay.
Then I'm going to clean my act up after that, so. anyway, give us some ideas because, you know, yep, tomorrow is Fat Tuesday for those of you that didn't realize it, Mardi Gras. So what do we got for our Mardi Gras celebration?
Well, first of all, there are actually people walking around thinking that Fat Tuesday is only a carnival celebration in New Orleans, and that's just a time to go out and get wasted and try to do what you can to get fees, and it's more to it than that, because Mardi Gras actually is French for Fat Tuesday. And, you know, we celebrate this holiday right before. And that is an opportunity. Fat Tuesday is the day that you do all the things all the things that you do. And some people do it in excess because there are going to be those of us who participate in Lent that are going to be giving up those things that sometimes they're not always harmful, just things that we need to abstain from. And so Fat Tuesday comes and you do that one thing that you're going to get rid of for the next 40 days on Fat Tuesday. So a lot of people, unfortunately, food gets a bad rep from it. And so a lot of people don't, they go, oh, you know, I think I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to, not eat good food it's just unfortunate. I just feel like food gets a bad rap for Lent. I think it should be a time, you know, yeah, you're going to do something in excess, but also, reevaluate how you eat, but then also say for Lent, I'm going to not only give up some things, but I'm going to add some good things. But, you know, it's one of those things that's a toss-up, I feel. And like I said, poor Mardi Gras, you know, everybody does what they can on Fat Tuesday to celebrate, but food gets a bad rap on that day. So we like to, I just wanted to get that out. I don't think it's all, you know what I mean? It's a time.
Yeah. But isn't it a good time to say, you know, buy the bad food, good, hello to good food type of thing, because, or just maybe modifying the food that may have been considered unhealthy and just maybe treating your body in a sense to something better. I mean, maybe, you know, we need to look at, you know, not necessarily giving up something, but getting something better in a way of food that benefits our body and makes us feel better. Because sometimes people don't realize until they've changed or modified their diet how much damage they've been doing to themselves with certain foods, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm totally with you. That's the reason. That's one of the reasons why I don't like drink that much alcohol, because it's caloric, and my body is very calorie sensitive. So I rather eat my calories than drink it. You know what I'm trying to say? So, you know, but like you said, yes, now is a good time to not only just say I'm giving up certain things, but I want to add certain things, you know. And like I said, you know, I hear people say I'm going to stop smoking, or they, you know, go to New Orleans to overindulge because they're going to stop drinking for a time. But no, people always write, you know, instantly say, I'm going to stop eating something. Food just gets the first act, you know, when I think there's other things that we could add. But I think it's also, again, the perfect time to add some good food to our diet. And I think I never do my Lent around food because I'll have a hard time. But this year I did say that even if I don't make it all 40 days, but we know that it takes 15 days to start a habit. But I did say that I was going to back off the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So
I did too. That's why I'm having my ice cream cake now.
I might need to come with you and we could do it together.
Well, see, my thing is, I was celebrating. It's been a celebration. It's been kind of like nonstop celebrations since Thanksgiving. That's why I kind of have, because there's Thanksgiving and there's Christmas and then there's my birthday and then, like I said, then there's Valentine's Day and then we got Mardi Gras. It's like, you know, I need withdrawal.
You know what? I agree, but we had a pound cake that I love seeing it. It looked beautiful sitting there in the little glass, you know, display thing. But it was a burden. I felt like every time I passed through the kitchen, I had to kind of slice off a piece to, you know, to help it on its way. And so, yeah, I understand what you're saying. One celebration after the next, and I get it. But I think,
yeah. I mean, my problem is at once, you know. I've started now. My mom had these pants, these cake pans I had never used. In the last 2 or 3 years, I started using them. They're heart shaped for Valentine's Day. So I'm like, okay. So I made my Valentine's Day cake, and I'm like, okay. Now I'm suffering trying to struggle to get through the cake before Lent. So I understand about having to slice off that little piece every time you pass through.
It's a burden. You love it. And then you're like, oh, God. Because if you're like me, you don't want to waste food. So
Nope. You're
like, I gotta entertain this. So, and it's hard, especially if you have a family of everybody can eat basically what they want to eat. There are no big diet restrictions, you know. So it gets a little hard. But
yeah.
I think people for Lent should think about what can they add in replace of things that they're giving up. So I'm being realistic, and I want to get off some of the sugar. I want to get off the sugar, and especially sugary drinks. So that I'm thinking of getting rid of that, but what can I add instead? I don't know if you know what shrubs are.
Well,
they are. I'm listening.
What is that?
Shrubs. It's a drink called a shrub, like, you know, like your shrubs outside, but
okay.
S-H-R-U-B-S, shrubs. So shrubs
okay.
are like tonic and vinegar-based drinks. So they're the opposite of a sugary drink because they have a more acidic base to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually a tonic water and a fruity vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes add a flavor to it, but there it's not really sweet, and it's
mm-hmm.
a good way to kind of balance the pH, balance out your pH, and they're nice and refreshing. Because I know a lot of times when we're dehydrated and hot, some people go, oh, I'll get a cold Coke, you know, I'm hot, and all that sugar drains your system. So what these acidic shrubs do, they really help work with your the alkaline in your body and balance you out and actually hydrate you, like give you what you're actually into, you know. So
see, I have to watch the vinegar, I think, for me, because I'm kind of acid sensitive. Like I tried to do this diet, so to speak, or whatever, with the apple cider vinegar. I think a lot of people hear like apple cider vinegar and a couple of other combinations or whatever is supposed to be good for weight loss or whatever. And I've just been weary ever since one time I went to the doctor because I thought I was having some heart issues, and basically what it was is I was ingesting too much of the apple cider vinegar. So it was gastritis.
Yeah.
It was not my heart, thank God. So I backed off.
Feel like you're about to die. It's in the right location. Oh, yes. I've had a serious bout with that. Yeah, you go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Apple cider vinegar is harsh, and it can really wreak havoc on your teeth, and a lot of people don't know that. And even the apple cider people knew this, and that's why Bragg's even has the drink now, because they knew that and jesting it straight can do a lot of damage, especially to your esophagus and stuff. So
yeah,
they had to be really careful with that. But the shrubs are really good because you don't have to do a lot of the vinegar in it. It's just enough to give it some flavor to it. And usually a nice cup, I don't even use 2 tablespoons. I use about a good tablespoon of it. And you can get these vinegars, like your olive oil, like your gourmet olive oil source. I know you've heard of those. The Ancient Olive is my favorite, the Ancient Olive. They have a store in Winter Park, one in the Villages. Mount Dora Olive Oil Company. And all
I have not heard of either of these, but that's interesting.
Are you serious? Oh, my goodness. Well, I know what I got to do. I got to introduce you to some of my friends at these places. Oh, yeah. So these gourmet olive oil stores, let's make this a future conversation.
Okay.
They're awesome. And you get to taste what you buy. How often do you get that chance?
Okay.
Yeah,
And you know, that the olive oil thing is very good because, well, you know, especially with the popularity of the Mediterranean diet, you know, taking a look at that would be very interesting. One of the things that I've been doing, because I've been trying to, like you were talking about soda and stuff, I've been trying to, because I still like the little sparkly kick that you get from a soda, so I've been trying to switch over to some of the sparkling waters to kind of back off of sodas and to, you know, still have a little bit of that. And then also doing something like seltzer water and maybe some fruit thrown in, like crushed blueberries or, you know, maybe some mint or something to put in.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think, to me, that's more fun. It tastes better. And you feel like you're really doing something for yourself, which you are. But you're giving yourself extra vitamins and minerals that you could never, ever get in a Coke, you know.
Right, exactly.
Those are things, you know, don't just think about the things that you're getting rid of. Think about the things that you can add in spite of. So I really, really love having the shrubs and the tonic waters, like you said. They are really good. I have a younger sister. I kind of watch her, the things that she does for drinks, because we both, like I said, are calorie sensitive. It only takes one great meal, and we're suffering from it. But, you know, she's even started buying the little ice carbonated waters. And she says she sticks to the lighter colored ones.
Right.
So, you know, she doesn't get anything that has a darker color to it. She gets the lighter colored ones. So it'd be like the lemon lime. Says those tend to have fewer calories and other things like that in them too. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that you can get that are less caloric and won't make you feel better and can substitute for those things. Like that. Not going to tell you, she also found out that Tito's is really good if you're on a keto diet. But,
okay.
Like I said, she got some good hints on you. She was like, did you know you could drink this? And I'm like, no. for those of us who don't have an issue with that during your Lent season, you can have those things. Also, during Lent, say to yourself that even if you're going to give up fast food and you're going to cook more, so subscribe to a meal box for Mardi Gras or something like that. Subscribe to a meal box and promise yourself some good food during the season, because that helps out a lot. You know, and it really makes you go through all of it. You know, go through Lent successfully. Because you know that midpoint. Well, before that, not even before 15 days, some of us are already thrown in the towel, you know, because it gets to be a little bit more than we were fighting for. And so, you know, add and enjoy, because that's not against Lent, can actually add things. So, you just want to make sure you do stuff like that for yourself. But there are a lot of things that you can do that will help you make it through the season. Think about the things you can add. The sodas, I'm going to stay away from sugar, but I'm going to try to see if I can eat more fruit, but not necessarily uber sweet fruit.
Right.
But more to help, you know, do that.
Because aren't berries supposed to be better than some of the other fruit because having less sugar, from what I understand? Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's why I've gone more towards berries in my diet. And I know blueberries are supposed to be excellent. It's a super fruit. You know, so I usually will put some, like I said, blueberries in like my oatmeal or something like that.
Yes, and even frozen. People talk about frozen grapes, but even frozen berries are really good to snack on. And so I'm going to, you know, say to myself, you know, eating more berries and fruit, but not necessarily the sweet ones. But not even, and I used to be really bad about letting stuff ripen because I wanted it to be sweet.
Right.
So I'm going to lay off of that. And, you know, unfortunately, there when you get that in your gut, the cravings for sweet, that is it's a gut issue, and you actually crave it. So you have to, you know, there's a process of getting rid of that, and so that's why one of those things I'm gonna do is the shrubs to kind of help me back off of that. And I started drinking half sweet, half unsweet tea. I'm trying.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, or they say you should also maybe do half, maybe, you know, cut it with some water or cut it with, you know, even maybe some seltzer water or cut it with some sparkling water or something just to kind of, you know, back off of the sugar. It's you know, it's difficult. But, I mean, the thing about it is even if, you know, after a certain amount of time during Lent, you fall off, try to, you know, you don't just say, oh, well, I messed up, so, you know, that's it. You just kind of have to get back on and start over again. And in time, you know, some of those, you know, you'll find yourself in time not missing some stuff as much as you thought you would. Or when you go back to certain things, I found myself when I go back to certain things that I backed away from because they were, you know, they had too much sugar, but I didn't think they had too much sugar at the time. When I go back, they're terribly sweet. Like, milk chocolate is one of those for me. I started going toward dark chocolate, and even though I'm not into the, 85% cacao so much, but, you know, I started going more toward dark chocolate. So when I go back to milk chocolate now, it's difficult for me because it's just way too sweet, and it doesn't taste like real chocolate anymore. It just tastes like it's more sugar than anything else.
Exactly. Let me tell you, and I guess the rest of the world, Saturday, I went to the store, and they had the little mini Snickers, and I thought, you know what, I always give myself a treat for doing, you know, like I went to the store, I deserve a treat. And I thought, you know what, it's just 50 cents. I'm just going to get the little mini Snickers. And I ate that, and I got the biggest sugar rush, overload, headache, everything all at the same time. And my husband goes, what did you do? And I went, I ate this little bitty mini. He said, why? Because I hadn't had Snickers in like a year. And I thought, oh, I'm treating myself. This is the one thing I used to enjoy. Too sweet. And so I said to myself, I don't want to ever feel like this, because it wasn't a good feeling. It was anxiety. It was too much of a rush. And so I agree with you. It gets to be too much. But let me just, I you know, said to myself during Lent, if I'm busy eating all the good stuff, I won't miss the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on Delish.com, which I love. You can get, like, an annual membership. You can get all of their articles. It's kind of like having the magazine, $20 a year, and I love it because it instantly gives me food ideas. It gets me thinking, and I love it. So they actually even had a special Mardi Gras, like 20-plus Mardi Gras recipe, and I thought this is so cool because you think of Mardi Gras and you think about king cake and, you know, things like that, and they really got down to the nitty-gritty and got into some food that New Orleanians would love. And people who want to just get into the spirit. And one of the things they had was a king cake shot. I thought that was so cool. And if anybody wants any of these recipes or to see these beautiful pictures, it's from Delish.com. And it's their 20-plus Mardi Gras food and cake shots, which I thought were very creative, all the way to some staple hush puppies. You know, if you're going to do yourself in and you want to really say, okay, I'm going to cut out fried foods, so what other way to get rid of that, to, you know, go in Fat Tuesday style, is make yourself a batch of hush puppies.
Mm.
I mean, to me, that is one of the foods that when you know how to make it and you realize how simple it is,
mm-hmm.
You find yourself going, hey, you know, would you like a hush puppy, honey? Oh, sure, okay. And next thing you know, 10 minutes later, y'all are eating fried hot hush puppies, you know.
Wow.
And
you know, not everybody can make hush puppies. I mean, it's hard, you know. It's like you get some hush puppies and it's, yeah.
It really isn't, though. If you get a good recipe, it really isn't that hard. It's just getting a good recipe, telling you. It's just as addictive, like I said, as me knowing how to make pudding from scratch. It's
mm-hmm.
horrible. Because, again, it's one of those things, you want some pudding? Sure, I would like some pudding. You know, and then my husband, like, I'll get it when I come back from my run. And I'm like, okay, one of us got exercise. One of us is in the kitchen. I'm missing something here, you know. You know, he's like, sure, I have a big bowl of pudding, you know, and you're right behind him, and you didn't go for the run. But it is just, the recipe is, don't let it intimidate you. It's even like making pasta. Don't let the process intimidate you. It really isn't that difficult. Good hush puppies are good. And, you know, with that hush puppy, you know, if you want to celebrate Fat Tuesday and get it over with, fry yourself some catfish. I'm just saying, you know,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead and get it out your system. Get yourself some fried catfish and do it in. But I like adding some of the Tony Chachere's Creole seasoning to the cornmeal, and that is really good because it's nice and spicy, and that really makes you think of New Orleans with that spicy cornmeal. And, you know, us being from the South, you know, we tend to do stuff a little bit more sweet, but that Tony Chachere's Creole seasoning is really good if you add that to your cornmeal for your catfish. I think that is, like, really delicious. So that is something that for your Mardi Gras celebration. Also, some shrimp etouffee. I don't know about you. I love shrimp.
I do too.
Do you eat shrimp?
And crawfish. Oh, no, shrimp is part of the menu tomorrow. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
See, I used to didn't really care for crawfish, but I've had it in a couple of and I've been able to eat it. I don't want to go and eat crawfish straight from the shell, But I'll, if it's already, you know, the little pieces in a dish or something, then I'll I'll have it. So I'm kind of juried out with the
crumb. Yeah, no, I like from the shell. I do. So I'm just I love crawfish in all kinds of ways, you know. But yeah, and people are like, "How do you even like?" You know, it's like eating, you know, a mini lobster or whatever the case may be. But I'm just, I am just, you know, I'm a seafood lover. Just love all kinds of seafood. So, you know, that's one of my favorites is crawfish. So,
yeah, but, I like crawfish.
Shrimp too, always. Shrimp is like a staple.
I mean, I don't like crawfish. But I like seafood. I try not to overindulge, but I like seafood. Matter of fact, I had some the other day, so I do. I never realized. I try to stay away from crab because I don't want to do the work. But then I didn't realize how talented I was at, you know, getting the crab legs. Because, you know, when you grow up in Florida, and, you know, my dad was a fisherman, and we spent many a weekend at the beach and crabbing and fishing. And so I guess all those years of, you know, eating the we actually went to a seafood restaurant, and my son had crabs, and I stole some, and I was opening it up with whole pieces of meat, and he was like, how do you do that? Oh, the dedication, you know. I didn't realize I was still talent.
Lived over in Brevard County for about 5 years, and my parents and a couple of friends of my parents that my father used to work with, we used to go on the Banana River, and they used to go real. That was my excuse for staying up late, because they would go until about 2 o'clock in the morning. They would do shrimping and fishing off the causeway, and then my father had another friend that used to get the blue crab from, was it Sebastian Inlet, I think it is, or whatever, and have these tubs of crab, live crab. So I got spoiled with that stuff,
See, and you never realize, you know, because my parents would go behind us to check and make sure we got all the meat, you know, and my son is like, yeah, it's all just the legs. I'm like, no, son, there's more to it than you think. There's a lot here. You do, you get spoiled and stuff. So, you know, of course, New Orleans being where it is, shrimp, any shrimp recipe is going to be like perfect for Mardi Gras, you know. So they have like this Louisiana shrimp dip. Speaking of shrimp, I'm telling you, if you want to have a recipe, a bunch of recipes that are indulgent, that will make you have a great start to your Lent season, go look up these recipes, and you will really enjoy it. But to me, Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, although we spend the time trying to think about the things that we are going to give up, especially with food, I think we should focus more on what we are set to gain. And if you're going to give up one thing, make sure you have a worthy adversary and opponent in getting something to replace it that's actually good for you. You know, if you say you're not going to smoke, then you say, okay, for every time I decide I was going to smoke, I'm going to drink water, I'm going to go for a walk, I'll call a family member. Call somebody and check up on them, something you don't normally do. I'll write a thank you card. Something, you know, don't think about the things that you're giving up. Think about the things you can start to do, you know. Because ultimately, Lent is not about what we're losing, because our ultimate sacrifice was for what we ultimately gained.
Yes, for sure. Thank
that
you so much, Chefy.
Really
appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yes, you know, good times to incorporate those things that you say, I've been meaning to do this and I needed to do that. This is the time to do that. So appreciate you. hopefully talk with you next month. Please be safe and be well.
Yes, let's have that olive oil conversation for sure.
Oh, definitely. Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Bye.
Thank you all for listening. This has been Deep Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Please take care.